News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
So to that ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, Donald Trump has said that it is now over to the J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Rubio, together with the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dan Raisin-Cain, to work with Israel and Lebanon to achieve a lasting peace. And he says, it has been my honour to solve 9 wars across the world, and this will be my 10th. So let's get it done in block caps, President Donald J. Trump. With us is Belle Drew, the Independence Chief International Correspondent. Belle, it is always difficult to sift fact from fiction in the statement that Donald Trump, in any statements that Donald Trump makes. In this instance, he is saying that there is likely to be a breakthrough both between Israel and Lebanon, and that he believes that Iran is on the cusp of doing a hugely significant deal. Do we believe him?
Well, certainly a ceasefire is in place in Lebanon. There were actually celebrations in Beirut when it came into effect. We've had some violations in the south already, with the Lebanese army reporting that Israel has been shelling some of the southern suburbs. But we are seeing a quiet in Lebanon, and that is obviously much needed for the country, where over 1 million people are displaced. More than 2,000 people have been killed, and the situation, the humanitarian situation, has become devastating. The other issue we have, of course, is that Israel has maintained that it will be inside Lebanon up to 10 kilometres into the country in its buffer zone, in inverted commas. And that means that a lot of those displaced people are not going to go home. People also worried this buffer zone is actually an extension of Israel's borders into Lebanon, and that could trigger conflict in the future. But in the end, we do have a massive reduction in fighting. Donald Trump has said there is a ceasefire in place. That is a breakthrough. It's badly needed for the civilians. And it's also needed as a precursor for Iran, because Iran, Hezbollah and Pakistan, that's been brokering those talks, had said that Lebanon was included. Netanyahu said it wasn't. And that was a major sticking point, a major point of contention that was going to upend those talks. And it does look like there might be Iran talks on the horizon. And there is a huge amount of pressure from the world for something to come of these talks, because obviously the entire world's economy has been impacted. We've had the biggest disruptions to energy supplies in history. We've got everything escalating, from rising living costs, even a global food crisis on the horizon. So I would tentatively say that at the moment we are looking at, hopefully, this nightmare beginning to come to an end that has impacted all of us.
And a little bit later in the programme, we're going to be talking about some of that impact, because there are reports that Europe is about 6 weeks away from running out of jet fuel. At least that's what's being reported this morning. We'll get into a little bit of that later on. Before that, though, Belle, if those talks do reach a conclusion, we were speaking yesterday to a former Israeli Minister for Justice, and he was making the point that in essence the talks are likely to end back where originally the position was, which was a variant of the Obama deal in respect of nuclear weapons. Is he right in that, or do you think the Americans will be able to achieve further agreements beyond what was previously in place?
This has been the major question about these talks, because the positions from both sides, at least what's been put out publicly from Iran and from Donald Trump, are so existentially different, it seemed impossible that they could ever come to any form of a deal. So Iran has said that it wants to have all the primary and secondary sanctions removed. It will continue to have a nuclear program. It will control the Strait of Hormuz. Obviously, Donald Trump has said this is a massive victory. They've caused regime change, that there will be no nuclear program in Iran, and that the Strait of Hormuz will not be controlled by them. So obviously everyone has been making very bold public posturing statements, and especially from Donald Trump, and he does appear to change his mind on a day-to-day basis and regularly contradicts himself within the same sentence. So it's really unclear exactly what that would be and whether it would be a kind of a Obama type deal. I mean, I know that Donald Trump, we all know that Donald Trump has been massively against that deal from the beginning. There's a solid through line in all of his positions over that. So I can't see it being exactly similar. But again, it does seem to be this kind of Gordian knot that I don't understand where it can be resolved, given the positions are so different. But it will have to be something where either both sides compromise, because the world, it has put a huge amount of pressure. And just as you mentioned, their jet fuel running out, the UN UN agencies last week were warning there was a global food price crisis on the horizon because fertilizers were not getting through to farmers and farmers were making decisions about planting right now. We've obviously had major energy supply disruptions and the impact of that has not been felt yet. That's what the International Energy Agency said last week. We're only seeing the beginnings of the impact on energy prices. So much is at stake. I feel that there's going to be massive global pressure on Donald Trump to agree to something, and that might mean that he's going to have to back down from some of his demands. But what that looks like on paper is yet to be seen.
Beltrú, thank you very much. That is Beltrú, who's the Independent's chief international correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.